Okay, you are on the record.
All right. I'd like to call the Railroad Transmission Organization, otherwise known as the RTO, Governance Committee, together on February 14th at 12 noon. We are at the Alaska Energy Authority Boardroom. And with that, I'd like to appreciate a call to order with the roll call for committee members.
Okay. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, here.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, here.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, here.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski, here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, here.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, here.
And the Railbelt Reliability Council?
Ed Jenkins, here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
All right, thank you. Could we do a roll call for those that are in the room?
Sure. We'll start with the RRC, or the attorney.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
Tony Zellers, MEA.
Cody George, city attorney with the City of Seward.
Karen Bell, AEA.
Bernie Smith, member of the public.
Bill Price, AEA.
Joel Paisner, Ascent Law Partners.
And if we also could do on the line, just so we have.
Yep. And next we'll go to the folks on the Teams meeting. If you could state your name and affiliation for the record.
Jeff Spooler, outside counsel at HEA.
Andrew Jensen, Office of the Governor. Daniel Heckman, Golden Valley.
Okay, Chair, that seems to be everybody.
All right, fair enough, thank you. Next item on the agenda is the agenda approval. So please look over the agenda, see if we have captured everything.
I'll move to approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Tony Izzo, second.
All right, moving second. Any discussion? Yes, please.
Brad Janarski, was there, did I hear earlier we're going to move number 9 up to just before 8?
We very well can. I think a lot of number 9 is going to be in number 7. So I will ask Tina if, as counsel, do you have a concern if we move the executive session after the old business?
No problem.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to move executive session into old business and be covering, we'll have a public discussion on the RTO working group update, obviously RT certificate filing, and then the open access filing, and then we'll go into executive session on those that might be confidential in nature. Okay. With that change, we need a roll call with Brian. So.
Okay. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries.
All right, thank you. Next item is the approval of the meeting minutes. We had two meetings for you to minutes to look over. One is December 6, 2024, and then the following one is December 16, 2024. If you could review those and let us know if that resembles a meeting you might have attended here. Yes, sir.
Did you skip number 5?
I did. We'll do the approval of the minutes, and then I'll slip back. Sorry.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from December 6th and December 16th, 2024.
Arthur Miller, I second your motion.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, if we have a roll call vote.
Okay. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
And Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
All right.
Motion
passes. Public comments. Why don't we go to public comments in the room? And if there's any public comments in the room?
If there's anyone in the room that would like to make a public comment, you can grab this microphone and make a public comment. Okay, no public comments. Is there anyone on the Teams meeting for public comments? Okay, next we'll go to the phone line. If there's anybody on the phone line that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, no public comments at this time, Chair.
All right. Well, thank you. Moving to old business, the public section, we have the RTO working group update. I think that's a sign for you, Daniel.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And good morning, good afternoon, Governance Committee members. Just to provide a high-level overview of where the working group is at, we resumed the meeting as a group shortly after the holidays. So on January 7th, we brought the team back in and started going over the tasks and really the outstanding issues to drive the process towards filing the open access transmission tariff, which under 307 that is due on or before July 1st. There are just a lot of work that's being done on that process right now. I'm not going to spend too much time getting into the weeds or details of it, but from a very high level, our consultant, Mr. Monroe, has done two or three very key tasks. One is to actually take an outline of the open access transmission tariff itself, break it down into its constituent parts, and then assigning those parts to either a technical component of the working group or the legal component of the group, and kind of fleshing those out and sorting up, drafting up of any language that could included as a draft in that document. On a parallel effort, he's also been working with the various entities as well as AEA and the City of Seward on the financial analysis that's going to be driving the annual transmission revenue requirement. There are still a couple of pieces from that are lingering out there from a couple entities that he's been working directly with to finalize that, and essentially that's the beginning blocks for the purpose of 307, which was to, in part, eliminate wheeling across the rail belt. So that is something that we've also been doing a lot of back and forth with him on, and that's also going to flow up into the OAT ultimately as well. And then the third component of this is really just from a broader perspective, you know, anything from the legal and regulatory side that could really flow into and support the OAT development process, such as, you know, what the ultimate definition of backbone. That is still something that is being discussed amongst the group. Haven't come to a firm resolution yet, but as the work plan is indicating, we hope to have resolution on that within the next couple of months. We have built a work plan that I believe is audacious and aggressive, however necessary given the time constraints that we are under. We're already in February 14th and the OAT is due on or before July 1st. So what we've done from a high level is build in more for sure technical and legal subcommittee groups to meet, as well as a broader working group, and then propose additional governance committee meetings so that you all are seeing kind of the fruits of our efforts on a more consistent basis rather than waiting, you know, months or so to see these results. We want to have your input and feedback more persistently throughout this process rather than waiting another month. So that's something I think that we will discuss further with you all. But from a high level, we're gearing up for another two-day workshop next week on the 18th and 19th at AEA. Thank you to AEA again for hosting us for that. And then from that, it'll be pretty much a mad rush to really try and get a lot of deliverables on that work plan set for the March RTO Governance Committee meeting, which should set the stage for some decisions for this group to make. So that's a pretty high level. A lot of work has been done. And I know that individuals have been keeping their respective entities updated, so I'll just sit back and have if there's any questions from the Governance Committee members at this time.
Any questions?
Just have one question.
Yeah. Brad, please.
Yeah, Daniel, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. All the effort you and the rest of the committee have put in. I heard you say eliminate wheeling costs on the rail belt. And unless I'm missing something, and I heard legislators say it too 2 weeks ago, I don't think there's anything in this bill that eliminates wheeling. It eliminates pancaking of rates. The costs are what the costs are. Am I incorrect?
So I apologize if I don't have the bill in front of me and if that was a misterm. I'm not sure if this is really, I think the intent ultimately from this is to set a rate, a consistent rate that is being paid regardless of your access to the railroad electric system. So I would say that, yeah, wheeling as we probably know it, understand it today, is going to be not the same after this vote is filed, if that answers your question.
It does. Thank you.
Right. Any other questions?
Brian.
Oh, Brian, sorry.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. My understanding was that our objective is to gather those costs and then uplift them to an end-use consumer rather than attaching to a transferred megawatt, which doesn't,
yeah,
in fact, eliminate wheeling as we know it today. It doesn't eliminate transmission costs, but it transfers them to an end-use consumer rather than tying them to a movement of a megawatt across a line. Am I mistaken there?
As we've been stating in front of the RCA, this organization is essentially, we're taking the costs that are already being spent and incurred by the utilities for the wheeling, and like you said, Brian, it's going to be uploaded ultimately to the end user, so kind of similar to a line item on a bill, but yeah, no, that's generally the concept that these are costs and events that are already occurring. It's just morphing those from our respective organizations and AEA to this organization, the RTO.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Sorry, Arthur.
Thanks, Daniel, for that. So that's my understanding as well, is that all we're doing is we're pooling the costs, and then the costs will be allocated on a one coincident peak basis to each of the respective utilities, and each utility will be assigned a dollar amount that they'll be responsible for, and that will be updated on an annual basis, I believe, or maybe that's still being decided. So there's no change in the overall total cost structure, but there is a change in how those costs are. The cost responsibility will be different based on the one CP that will get updated based on cost responsibility on an annual or whatever decided basis. So in that context, that's right, there's no wheeling rate, but it really is kind of a distinction without a difference in some respects because the utilities are still paying the cost. So anyway, I think that's what you're saying.
Tony.
Yeah, question. Arthur mentioned one CP or one coincident peak. Is that been, maybe a question to Daniel, has that been decided by the group?
No. And I think if I'm remembering 307, I think it just said a coincident peak basis. I don't think it attached a one to that. I could be mistaken, but I believe it was just based on a coincident peak basis. But to your question, Mr. Rizzo, no, that has not been decided amongst the working group. That is as part of the ATRRs that Mr. Monroe is putting together. He's presenting the individual utilities and entities with a suite of possible options, but that has still yet to be really finalized and firmed out. So that is my understanding of that.
Thank you, Daniel. And the question isn't meant to indicate that I'm in favor of or opposed. I just wanted to clarify. I was not aware, and thank you for confirming that the group hasn't hasn't determined what that should be.
Heather, did you have a question? What's that?
It's different than we've done about this conversation. Great.
Right.
Daniel, this is Ed Jenkins. You noted there's still two entities outstanding that where you're missing financial data. Now, my understanding is the financial data is trying to be converted or so it can be compared in a manner that's equal amongst all the utilities. So I know that accounting practices of one of the entities is different. But you said there were two entities that still had you were missing data from. I know one of the issues is what goes into the ATRR as far as coming up with a unified method for allocations from various accounts and such. And I would think all the co-ops would have a very similar way of doing that. So I was just curious on if you have anything to add on what's still lagging or on the acquiring the financial data to so we can, you know, move forward with the analysis on, you know, impacts of various definitions of what the backbone is.
Yeah, Mr. Jenkins. So, like I said, I think Mr. Monroe, and I know he's on as well, so I'm happy to have him weigh in if I'm missing anything here. But I believe he's, like I said, he's still in direct contact with those entities to finalize at least the missing data. And to your other point about how various entities have been allocating these costs, I think that is a separate but related discussion that has to happen, because I think in his work and in his observations there are differences on how the utilities are allocating some of these costs in their own respective revenue requirements that I believe is going to be a something that will be having to be discussed amongst that working group. If with the chair's permission, if Mr. Monroe can be permitted to opine on that if I've missed anything.
No, if he wishes to opine, we'll let him. I'm just looking to see okay, he would like to opine.
Just one thing. First of all, Daniel did a great job of explaining that. The second thing, I call them the financial analysis, which is taking the ATRRs as we know of them and trying to determine how we can go forward with determining a rate. And the second one we're calling the ATRR review. And again, I think that's where Mr. Jenkins was talking about those two entities. And I've actually had conversations with them in the past couple of days, and we're working to get that data so that we can do that also. And again, it's going to be analysis on the similarities and differences between the way each entity calculates their ATRR.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other questions? Okay. Next item was the RTO certificate filing. Tina, if you have any comments for public?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. As you guys know, we filed the application and the motion for exemption and waivers on December 20th of 2024. It was noticed to the public when we received three comments from RAPA, ACPARG, and REAP. Following that, the commission granted our motion for exemption and waivers and invited RAPA and other interveners to file in the docket. They set a June 8, 2025 statutory deadline and also set a pre-hearing conference this coming Tuesday, February 18th. So RAPA has now filed to participate. ACPERG has filed to intervene. We had no other interveners other than those two. Our response to ACPERG is due the day after the pre-hearing conference. And that's probably the extent of my public discussion about the application. And then I'll just roll right into the oat. But I don't really have at this stage anything to add to Daniel's update. I thought it was very good.
Okay. Fair enough. Is there a motion?
Do you want it all written?
Okay. No. Yes.
Okay. Travis Million, Golden Valley. I'll move that the RTO enter into executive session to discuss confidential financial matters related to the RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these are subjects in which would have adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO are being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge which could have an adverse effect in the legal position of the committee, or protected by law due to those rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Arthur Miller, second.
All right, we have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, if we could have a roll call vote.
Yes. Chugach Electric Association.
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward.
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association.
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority.
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair. Okay.
And with that, if we could have the... Okay.
Okay, you're back on the record, Chair.
Okay. I'd like to call the Robot Transmission Organization back to order out of executive session, and I'd like to advise the RTO has not taken any formal action on matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized in the bylaws 5.112 or 12.2, and that is to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of specific legal matters or pending litigation. So we are back on at 1:37. The next item on the agenda is the election of officers. We have a process in the bylaws in which everybody has participated in, and that was as we needed to have a slate of candidates and followed by the bylaws. I'm sorry, I'm looking for, here we go. The rules for election of chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. And so we had nominations. We also, there was confirmation with those that were nominated if they wished to serve. And what it came out to be is for the RTO officer election for chair, there are four contenders on the slate, Chugach, Golden Valley, Homer, and Matanuska Electric. For vice chair, it was AEA, Chugach Electric, Golden Valley, Homer, or MEA, and for secretary treasurer, it was AEA. And so with that, you should have a ballot in front of you, and if you want to mark those ballots, I will ask Jennifer to collect those ballots, and we do have one that's doing remotely, and he's going to text, and I'll fill out a ballot for him and give it to Jennifer. And then I guess my question with you guys is, do you wish to tally them in public, or would you like to take a 5-minute break while they get tallied and then the results? 5-minute break. Okay. So let's do that. So balloting is open. We ask you to vote once for each category. And is there any questions or did I miss anything according to...
If anybody wants to speak, they are welcome to.
Yeah, if anybody wishes to speak or nominations or no inaugural addresses yet.
I guess I'd like to one comment on this. I think that looking at, we have utility representation now on not only the RTO, but also the BPMC. And with AEA's role that you have with the RTO, I think it's appropriate from an equitable utility perspective basis that we rotate chair, vice chair, by utility, you know, through time so that we have equal representation for each utility on to serve in those roles. I think that is important, and recognizing that Golden Valley is currently chair of BPMC and MEA is chair, vice chair of BPMC, then that leaves the other utilities to have a role in the other capacity. So I think that not only for now, but just on a going forward basis, to have a process that recognizes that, I think would be appropriate.
Okay. Any other comments? Brad.
Sure. And I do appreciate on these ballots who don't have names because they really are participants. We've seen enough rotation on the BPMC and the ROM and now the RTO that it's just the names that I appreciate that we have the name of the utility instead. So.
All right. Well, you have your ballots. I'll have Jennifer collect them and you can put them in the secret envelope. And for Brian, if you wish to send a text. All right. We're back on the record at 1:47. We took a 5-minute break. We're counting the election of officers, and Tina, who is our attorney, she has the results for who was successful utility or organization for chair.
So for chair, MEA was elected as chair.
Okay.
And AEA was elected secretary treasurer.
Yeah.
But we do need to have another vote with respect to vice chair because no candidate received a majority, and therefore we would need to redo that vote between Golden Valley and Chugach.
Okay. I will ask Brad to send me a text if he hasn't already.
Brian.
Sorry. Brian, you can't vote twice. You can text me. You write one on your own. What? No, I need one for Brian. I'm doing Brian and me, so just fill out the vice chair column.
Correct.
All right, thank you. That's also Brian's.
The vice chair will be Golden Valley.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. So for the record, the election of officers, MEA will serve as the chair for the next year, and the vice chair will be Golden Valley Electric Association, and then it would be Alaska Energy Authority in the secretary treasurer role. Yes, ma'am.
Actually, I think pursuant to the bylaws, they will only serve until the annual meeting, because at every annual meeting, officers are reelected, and that will be the first meeting we have after July 1st.
Okay.
So it may not be a whole year.
Okay, next item on the agenda is 8B, which is the annual RTO budget, which is in the budget packet. This, as we know, is a draft administrative budget for the sole purpose of giving us an estimate as far as what our expenses are going to be for FY26, the greatest unknown is contractual services and where we might land going through the regulatory process. But is there a motion to approve or a motion to, what would you like to see with the budget? Or we have 90 days from July 1st, so we can take this under advisement and report back.
Tony Izzo, I move we approve the annual RTO budget as presented.
It's Travis Million, I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, if we can have a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
And the City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay. The next item was 8C, which was RTO, DNO insurance for the directors. It is the proposed number in our budget. I guess the question is, I don't know if we need a formal motion, but is it the will of the body that we should go, that you would ask AEA to go and look at the cost and if it's within the budget that we procure such insurance? Anybody have a problem with that? Okay. We will go and procure and bring a number back. The next item on 8D is the proposed meeting schedule, which is in your board packet. It's 8 or 6 meetings between now and June 20th. Understanding that we might need to be a little bit more aggressive, but it is to identify team meetings that coincided with a work plan that's being drafted, and then having a RTO meeting after every BPMC meeting between now and June 30th, or June 20th. So it gave us, like I said, the 6th on the schedule. Does that look all right for everybody's schedule? And if it does, we'll have Jennifer send out calendar invites. The only thing yes.
I'll be traveling on February 28th, so if you'd like me to send somebody in place, that's fine. Otherwise, I'll be in the air. Otherwise, just I won't be here. And don't slow you down. Just I don't want to take.
I think if you send us an email who you would like to be in your place, I assume.
Okay.
Tony?
Yeah.
You're going to be chair then. You figure it out.
That raises a question. I know that internally for MEA, Tony Zellers is the alternate, and he's been up here once or twice in my stead. I don't know if, like the BPMC, we want to follow up with actual letters, or maybe we have already. Jennifer?
We don't. So if anybody wants to appoint an alternate, you can add them, and I will add them to the email exchanges. And also the same thing goes with staff, because we could have they could be included on the RTOs if you have staff that want it, because they're not getting the invitation.
Maybe if we could have the working group contact as well as the technical working group contact, that would probably help us if we had at least those, the primary, the secondary for the governance committee, and then the point of contact for the legal working group and technical. Maybe there are 5 different people. I don't know, but they could.
Okay, we'll get it figured out. But if somebody in your utility or organization wants to be included in the invites, they can send me an email and we'll figure it out, make sure they get it.
Okay, so we'll go with
I'm out on the 28th as well of February.
Okay, well, maybe we will, since that is a Teams meeting, and also the fact we were trying to align it with some of the working group for some decision points. So there might be some flexibility in that date. It was just enough time after the working group had met that we wanted to make sure that people had the information. But I think that date's probably tweakable. I think all the Teams meetings are pretty much tweakable because the rest are BPM set meetings. So we'll work on that, and maybe you guys give us some alternatives. In Section 9, we do no longer have an executive session that I'm aware of. And then next to last item is the member comments. And I'll start with, we'll start with Brian online so I don't forget him at the end.
Thanks, Curtis. I just want to thank all the working groups and all the folks who are working this, particularly Tina and Daniel and Carl. Great updates. And appreciate you laying this all out for us. I feel a lot more comfortable that we will meet our deadlines. So thank you.
I echo what Brian said. I really appreciate Tina. Great job. Appreciate all the efforts that you have done, and Carl and Daniel Heckman. You guys are really doing a great job, and we know the amount of work that's required. We're really getting started in this, and the lift is going to increase significantly between now and July 1st. Thanks.
In addition to those comments, I just want to thank the individuals who put together the budget. I know there wasn't much discussion on it, but that's in recognition of the job that you all did putting it together.
Travis?
I'll just echo everybody else's comments and nothing more to add.
Okay, Tony?
I'll echo Travis's comments.
Same.
Okay, well, I would like to congratulate Manitoba Electric and Golden Valley going forward. And I would like to especially thank Jennifer, Karen, and Mark on my team, who's really been trying to coordinate this. And Karen was, as far as she's been the go-to, and I really appreciate it, not only for us, but working with the utilities. And Jennifer, she does an outstanding job keeping us on task and on track and on time. So, again, thank you, Jennifer. So with that, we will see everybody on February 28th. On Teams until such a different time is selected, which we will be somewhere around February 28th. So thank you. And is there a move to adjourn? Second?
Second.
Okay, hearing no objections, we're adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.